online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, Joanna Earl.
Theresa May's told MPs combustible cladding has been found on a number of other tower blocks across the UK. She's been making a statement following the Grenfell Tower fire in West London and has promised urgent action is being taken.
The relevant local authorities and local fire services have been informed. And as I speak, they are taking all possible steps to ensure buildings are safe and to inform affected residents.
Meantime, the boss of Kensington and Chelsea Councils resigned over its response to the blaze. Chief Exec Nicholas Holgate says he was pressured into standing down by the government. The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, says it's clear victims were let down.
Both in the immediate aftermath and so cruelly beforehand. And the public inquiry must establish the extent and by whom. At least 79 people are dead. It is both a tragedy and an outrage.
KMFM News.
A man's appeared in court charged with murder following the death of another man found collapsed in Ramsgate. 40-year-old Michael Ward was discovered in Bush Avenue on Sunday. He'd suffered a stab wound to his thigh. 21-year-old John Buchanan from St John's Crescent has been remanded in custody. He's due back in court next month to enter a plea. Tests have found a 51-year-old man who died in the terror attack outside a North London mosque suffered multiple injuries. Witnesses at the scene in Finsbury Park said Makrim Ali was already getting first aid just before the attack happened. His daughter says he was a gentleman.
He spent his whole life without any enemies, choosing a quiet life instead. And I have no doubt that our father would not wish for there to be any retaliation.
Detectives are still questioning one man about the attack.
This is KMFM.
An investigation's underway after a couple in their 60s were attacked in a raid at their home in Thanet. It's claimed a masked man targeted the property in Gordon Road in Cliftonville in the early hours of last Thursday. A gold watch, an iPhone and a large amount of cash was taken. KMFM's been told a split between the developers of a massive theme park in North Kent and Hollywood's Paramount Pictures could actually be a good thing. Yesterday, it emerged London Resort Company Holdings had cut ties with the film studio after failing to agree over some of the rights to major films. Jo James is the chief exec of Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. She says local businesses shouldn't be worried, though.
Had this split resulted in the application being put back, I think there might be concern. But I think we have to look at this positively. Application is still set to go forward, and it's one step forward to actually making this a reality.
The resort on the Swanscombe Peninsula is due to open in 2022. A pedestrian suffered serious injuries after being hit by a car near Maidstone. It happened along Heath Road in Boughton-on-Chelsea around 9:15 this morning. The victim has been taken to a London hospital.
KMFM News.
We're being urged to have another say on plans to build a new so-called garden town in Kent. Bosses want to put 12,000 homes on land near Folkestone, known as Otterpool Park, and say work could begin as early as 2020. Andy Jarrett is a spokesperson for the project.
One of the key challenges in the Shepway area is that there's a huge housing shortfall at the moment, and this seems like probably the very best way to tackle that. So for very many people, I mean, it provides, I think, a really good opportunity.
And after the hottest June day in more than 40 years, parts of Kent have been hit with heavy, thundery downpours and power cuts. Fire crews were called to a house in Gravesend earlier after it was struck by lightning. A shed in Sittingbourne was also hit.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it's the fourth and final day of Kent's county championship match at Worcestershire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Kent need to take 9 wickets today to win. The home side are currently on 146 for 1 in their second innings. They need to hit another 253 runs for victory. In the meantime, KMFM's been speaking to Kent's new overseas signing. 25-year-old Adam Milne is expected to have a big impact when the Spitfires start their T20 campaign in a couple of weeks. The New Zealander is a regular in the Black Caps' white ball sides and is known for his fast bowling. He says he's hoping to play some championship games as well.
We need to play some T20 cricket and get some overs in and just get a feel for county cricket. Will be just sort of short, sharp bursts and then hopefully come County Championship, I'll be fully firing.
And in football, it's understood Liverpool are close to signing Mohamed Salah for around £34 million. The Roma wingers having a medical on Merseyside today before completing the deal.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.